The Masquerade for Approval, Making an Impression. We'll begin our exploration with the thought that most people believe. You need to win people over to make them like you. Whole industries are built around this thought, and it seems obviously true. But is it? Let's take a look. Winning people over is supposed to begin with the first impression you make. Trying to impress someone, as the word implies, means that you are pushing toward her an image you want to print on her mind. Perhaps you just want her to think you're an honest, forthright person, or that you're smart, or that you're attractive. You want to impress that on her. It's as though you're coming up to her with a big rubber stamp and trying to print that favorable image of yourself on her mind. If you can impress that image on her, your relationship is off to a good start. That's a thought that a lot of people believe, but is it true? One way to check its reality is to notice how you feel when someone tries to impress you. What do you see when someone comes at you with a big rubber stamp? From your perspective, the stamp says, "I really need you to like me," or "I want something from you." You may only be a little put off, and you may try to start a conversation. But what if he keeps coming at you with his "I need you to like me" stamp? After a while, you give up, or if you really want to figure out who this person is, you have to find a way around his efforts to impress you. Do people's attempts to impress you actually help you to like them? Is it even useful to think that you need to form an impression of anyone? How, in fact, do you make up your mind about people? You watch and listen while they say what they say and do what they do, and then, when it's ready to, your mind makes itself up. Becoming aware of your own seeking. Exercise, beginning to notice your thoughts. By the time we're adults, approval seeking becomes a kind of second nature, and it can be hard to see how much of our mental life it occupies. Here are a few ways you can begin to notice. Telephone calls are a good place to start. The person on the other end can't see you, but you can see yourself. Watch your thoughts as you pick up the phone to call someone important. Do you have a plan for the call? Is there a particular way you want to appear to the other person? Notice the thoughts that flash by in that moment. As you think about situations like this, what feelings do you associate with them? Locate where you actually feel these feelings. Track them. Notice how much of your body they take over. Before a face-to-face encounter with someone important to you, do you imagine the scene to come? Do you rehearse clever comments, sketch out what you'll mention, suggest, talk about, avoid talking about? During encounters, do you have anxious thoughts about your standing in the other person's eyes? Why is he smiling? It could mean he doesn't believe me. Why isn't she smiling? It could mean she's bored. What can I do to fix that? Afterward, do you conduct mental postmortems to review how it went? Do you try to figure out when you scored or lost points and what you should have said or done? Do you enjoy this, or is it stressful? In romantic situations, do you have thoughts like these? Did she notice me? Does she think I'm a phony? Did I say the right thing? Should I have kissed her? Should I pretend to like his apartment? Has he stopped loving me? Is she leaving me? He doesn't love me for who I am. She doesn't really want to be with me. In this exercise, there's no need to do anything with these thoughts. Just notice what they are. We're all children when we believe unquestioned nursery school thoughts. He doesn't like me. He's a bad person. It's not fair. I need to be punished. I'll cry to get what I want. I'm a victim. You are my problem. Have you graduated yet?